it's complicated.
Hey, I can't explain it. I love the pain. And I love the way that your breath loves me like Novocaine. And we are always high.
Good morning. Welcome back. And thank you so much for listening to the Donna and Marley Show with Steve Patterson. My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Yeah.
Don't forget confessions coming up at 11:30. Today we want to know, when have you eaten something sketchy? Just because you didn't care, you were too lazy, whatever the case, you can send us an email by going to mytalk1071.com, click on the Donna and Marley Show page, or you can wait and give us a call coming up at 11:30.
Okay, all the options.
Fun. Okay, wonderful. Steve, you can tweet us too.
It was a big tease there a couple minutes ago.
So what I said was, I have a song that I want you to hear that I'm so excited about. When I hear a new song that I like, and the criteria is, can I listen to the song over and over and over again? And I will. I can do a whole commute on one song. Do you know that?
Me too.
Yes, I can do 40
Absolutely.
Minutes.
If it's good.
If it's good. Now, this one that I'm going to play for you is Off the Beaten Path. It's by a band called M83.
Okay.
And maybe their fans call them M83. I don't know. But I first came to know them in the soundtrack for the movie Oblivion with Tom Cruise, if you remember that from about maybe 5-6 years ago. Loved it. Fantastic score. I love a great score on a movie. Oh, boy. And I was watching So You Think You Can Dance last week. And somebody did a dance, a solo routine to the song. So on So You Think You Can Dance, they'll put up on the screen in the bottom corner, here's the song and here's the artist. And it's a great, watching So You Think You Can Dance is a great spot to learn new songs, new music, new artist. So I'm listening and I was like, man, what is this song? Immediately go to my phone, Google it. Buy it, have been listening to it. And this, let me set the scene before we play at Marmar Banks.
Yes.
This is, you're driving. It's cloudy. You're on a freeway. You know what I mean? You're doing some real, you're going somewhere, meaning you have slipped into a contemplative state of mind. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this song is going to take you away. Now, you can start playing it because it starts very low. In fact, you'll go forward a track because you're like, is this even playing? Is this
playing? Do you want me to start it from the very beginning?
Start from the very beginning,
okay.
Please.
All right.
Start from the very beginning and tell me when you've pressed play. Okay. It's a slow burn. You got to be turned up pretty loud in your car. Oh, gosh, this song is so good. Friends, this is for you.
Close
no matter
your eyes.
How your day's going,
unless
you're driving. Let it build.
Oh, it has an old 80s feel to it.
Oh, it's only going to get better.
Like sticks.
Oh, it already feels good. Oh,
Who are you shushing? Yourself?
She's whispering. Yeah, I was shushing myself.
I don't like that.
No. Just chill out.
I don't like that.
No,
devil.
She's saying nice things, not the devil. Here we go. Give me a piercing vocal.
No, that has to go.
No, shush.
Carry on.
Yeah! You're driving. You're thinking about your life and your choices.
Who are those Christmas people that you go to see?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Go forward about 40 seconds, Marley.
On it.
I like the nostalgic feel. Oh, there's icicles.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, now we've got the bells. The Christmas bells.
Xylophone.
Come on, y'all.
Is there a hook to this or is it just noise?
It's noise. It takes you on a journey, on a musical, lyrical journey where it says the melody is our guide.
Okay. I don't even know what the melody is. It's just...
I like it.
This reminds me, though, of when I experience a song in a very different setting than my normal life. Like, I think kind of watching So You Think You Can Dance, or a lot of times I'll take a fitness class, and I'll go, oh my gosh, I love this song so much. And then I'll go and listen to it when I'm driving around in my car, and I'm like, huh,
All right.
This is just not what I thought it was.
Go to M8. Can you just please search in M83 Oblivion?
Mm-hmm. And it's Maitrey, by the way.
And then we can go right into the middle of it. What's what?
It's pronounced Maitrey.
Is it really? Wait, Donna, you can't. Donna, I'm in a vulnerable spot with this band. I don't know how to say their name. It's, boy, Maitrey would be good.
That's what I was going to say. Maybe it is Maitrey.
Maybe it is. Yeah, I could see Maitrey. That sounds hipstery. So they were a part of the soundtrack for Oblivion, which I would recommend that movie if you haven't seen that.
I could see that with Tom Cruise. I never heard of that movie, and I definitely can see this being on a movie soundtrack.
Yeah, okay. So how do you feel, Mara? Are you doing good over there?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
All right, go right to the middle of that song.
All right.
The beginning's great, too, but you guys will hate the beginning. You want to play the beginning? Just play a little bit of the beginning.
You want the beginning?
Just a little bit of the beginning.
Okay, it starts with Tom Cruise kind of like jumping in an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, jump to the middle.
Wait, hang on. No, a voice is about to come in. Here we go. How are you feeling about this, Marley?
I feel all right about it. I feel really good about you listening to these songs on your own. Because it really puts my mind with the Steve Superman kind of like doing his own Footloose getting ready campaign on his own, like Eye of the Tiger routine.
I definitely could see being out for a run. Not listening. I don't like this one. The other one was pretty good.
Isn't that Footloose where he goes into the jungle and has like a whole thing, like dance breakout scene?
Not in the jungle.
What movie am I thinking about? Maybe it's Rocky. Steve, you've seen Hot Rod, right?
Yep.
When Andy Samberg goes into the jungle and has that moment. He has a whole scene where he does a whole dance in the forest.
You know, Mar-Mar,
by himself.
It's been 9 years since I've seen that movie, maybe 10, whenever it came out. So that's a foggy one for me.
I'm just trying to think what he's ripping off in that. Because it just makes me think like you're attacking the day, Steve. And it's just,
yeah,
it's so you.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I get that.
It.
I get
what
that.
What you got to do?
Marley, earlier this year, came to work and she decided to give a review on Dirty Dancing. And she was like, you know, it's a great movie, Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I was like, okay, cool.
What did I,
Ray.
Yeah.
Then there was Ray.
Then I reviewed Ray.
Oh, I almost recorded Ray over the weekend.
Love Ray, great movie.
It's tough for me to press record when on the guide it says from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. Because I know that that's a lot of commercials, but I'm going to have to fast forward through all those commercials. It's a whole thing.
Oh, so true. All right. So again, those are called M3A, and they're French.
M83,
whatever, 389.
This is fun, though, because I think everyone has different pump-up music, kind mm-hmm. of. This reminds me of a pump-up song for you, Steve.
Yeah, it's not quite the pump-up song, though. I'll go to hip-hop clean when I'm getting after it in the gym.
Awesome. But like your soul.
Sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of
stokes the fire. Stokes the fire. You know, years ago, I used to ask people randomly, what's the weirdest channel on your Pandora app or on your Spotify?
Ooh, that's a great question.
Yeah. And my answer was Gregorian chants.
Shut up. Really?
Yes, I swear.
Can you give us a sample of that?
No, but you pull it up on YouTube. Gregorian chants. Yeah. It would be like
it is very relaxing. I can see
yes.
that.
Peaceful music. I didn't go to the channel all that often, but that was a weird channel.
All right, nice. Thank
you know,
for
I feel
sharing.
Like I've been vulnerable
when
these
did
last
you go
11
to the
minutes,
channel?
And I just feel like, yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, hit me with some of those chants.
Marley has no depth to her being, and I mean that respectfully, Marley. But you know, she couldn't get into this. I could jive at this right now.
I stayed at a monastery in Maine one time.
Oh, wonderful.
And this is what I woke up to every morning.
Oh, how melodic.
Oh my God,
oh,
it was
beautiful.
Fantastic.
So that's where you were during that unexplained absence.
By this one time, I mean 3 days ago.
Man. Do you guys know what's disturbing about this? I wanted to answer that question. What's the weirdest channel you have? I don't even have Pandora.
And that's fine. I don't have Pandora anymore either.
I think I accidentally deleted it.
Yeah. I know. What happens? You go to take a picture and it says, sorry, you have no more room. And then I start deleting like a madman.
Yeah, I did.
Nothing
that the
other is
day.
Sacred. Yeah. I'm just like, you're gone.
gone.
You're gone.
I know. History of texts with your wife, who you've been with since high school, gone.
Deleted.
Bye.
Deleted.
Jeez. Mar, you want to tell us about something?
I have a couple movies that I think you guys might be interested in. A couple trailers have come out for them. The first one, I want to see what you think about this.
I think I'm going to hate it. I just have a feeling.
A movie trailer, and the premise, it might tickle you.
Oh,
it might
okay.
tickle you.
We're about to get tickled.
It is kind of, I think it's going to take the place of an old classic.
Oh, boy.
All right.
And by old classic.
90s.
Right? A movie I planned to review next.
2001. All right, we'll get to that when we come right back on the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1.
Eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso. Oh, yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todos mis sentidos van pidiendo más. Esto hay que tomarlo sin ningún apuro. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo en las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Thanks for listening to My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Donna Marley, Steve Patterson.
Hey-o.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Okay, you guys, I have a movie I need to tell you about. I want to know what you think of this.
Ready.
It's called Downsizing. And what I said when I met, or what I meant when I said it's going to be a new classic, I think this is the new Honey, I Shrunk the Kids from 1989.
Great movie.
Okay, Downsizing, Matt Damon, Kristen Wiig. This movie is about the planet has realized and researchers have realized that overpopulation is a problem. The solution, making people teeny tiny people.
Mm.
And then you have access to whatever you want. You can have as big of a home as you want. All the money that you have in your real world life translates to much bigger sums when you are actually teeny tiny. Take a listen to a little bit of the trailer.
Okay.
Cause of all the catastrophes we are seeing today is overpopulation. We are proud to unveil the only practical remedy to humanity's gravest problem. Are you ready, Doctor?
Yes, I'm ready.
Wow. That is wild, isn't it? It's just wild.
Dave Johnson.
Hey, everybody.
And Carol.
He never struck me as the kind of guy who'd go get small.
Downsizing takes the pressure right off.
Plus, you're really making a difference.
You mean all that crap about saving the planet?
Yeah.
Downsizing is about saving yourself. We live like kings. Got the best houses, best restaurants, Cheesecake Factory. Got three of them.
In Leisureland, your $52,000 translates to $12.5 million to live on for life.
Wow. Do you understand that you will undergo the permanent and irreversible medical procedure commonly known as downsizing, and that your bodies will be approximately 0.0364% of their current mass and volume?
Nervous?
Little.
What do you guys think?
I want to see that immediately. I was watching along with you online.
You do want to see it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
It's weird. It's quirky. I checked this out last week and I couldn't kind of figure out what to think about it, but it actually looks well done. And by the end, kind of heart wrenching a little bit.
As you mentioned, a great cast, Matt Damon, Jason Sudeikis, Christoph Waltz, Alec Baldwin, Kristen Wiig, Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes.
That's a fun, interesting concept.
I would check that out.
It's kind of like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids meets Westworld almost. Because I think where they're little, where they're teeny tiny people is this leisure land, is this small world that they live in.
Okay.
Kind of like Westworld, where it's another
like
world.
Almost like an amusement park.
Yes.
Okay.
What if I told you right now that that was a possibility, that I could shrink you to 1% of your size right now, you would be a multimillionaire, and there would be other small creatures that you could live with. People, real people that you could talk to.
Yeah, I would.
I would try it if it wasn't permanent.
And no, it's permanent.
No.
Yeah, it's permanent.
No, because then I could be a scary giant. I'm a giant!
Oh, you'd become a murderer.
I wonder if they could shrink
up on people.
Yeah. Other parts of you, like, you know,
you know your waist,
my waistline, my butt. Actually, at one point in the trailer, they shrink Matt Damon, and the first thing he does is reach and make sure he's all set.
Sure.
Yeah.
Trying
sure.
to, it's
this comes out
sure it didn't go with it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. December 22nd.
But you also don't want to be like a tripod either. You don't.
Okay.
Oh. Like they forgot to
Right. You don't want it to be the same size as your leg now. Okay.
Really? I'm starting to wonder if you guys are the target audience for this movie.
Really dragging a lot of baggage.
Maybe
there.
Not. Maybe not. Not sure. But probably not.
Oh my gosh. I think that's that sounds a fun really movie. Good, Mar.
December 22nd.
Yeah.
Home for the holidays. That's when Downsizing hits theaters.
All right, yeah. Marley, speaking of theaters though. You really want to see Mother.
Oh, I do want to see Mother, but I've been trying to crack the code on Mother because I can't believe it bombed so bad last weekend.
It really did.
It bombed so hard. It made $7 million. So what is going on here? Leading lady, Jennifer Lawrence, worst opening for her ever. Darren Aronofsky, director at the top of his game.
That's what happens when you crap where you eat.
Okay, so you think something had to do with the fact that they're dating?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe the bigger story was those two dating than the interest in the movie.
Can you summarize in 30 seconds or less, Marley, the plot of the movie?
Okay, if I'm being honest, no, because, and neither can Jennifer Lawrence, because in promoting this movie, she went between, I don't know if I want to summarize the plot or if you should go in without knowing anything, because the plot is really not what the plot is if you don't understand the allegory or the metaphor of the entire movie. Because if you just describe the plot, it's like, oh, a woman in a relationship, people keep showing up at her house and eventually it drives her nuts. But what it is actually a metaphor for, and spoiler alert, if you don't want to know, is that I found out is that she's Mother Nature. He is God. And the house is the planet. And the whole movie is about environmentalism. It's about climate change.
Yeah.
What?
I'm
like,
not interested.
Who knew?
Okay.
Isn't that wild?
There's got to be a better way to promote the movie than just to make it look scary. Like, ooh,
exactly.
It's a scary ghost movie.
Well, and I think people who see it and don't know anything about the
are
metaphor,
disappointed.
I think they're disappointed, but I think they also don't even get
realize.
I don't think they even realize it.
Is it a horror
cerebral.
Movie?
I think it is very scary. I think it's very disturbing. I think it's a psychological thriller, but it's not a horror movie.
And you probably find out towards the end the reason all these things are happening. It all culminates, I would imagine. Like,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if they get that or not. If you've seen Mother, feel free to call in and let us know, 651-641-1071. But with Jennifer Lawrence and Darren Aronofsky, Jennifer Lawrence has the mind to think, you need to know what it's about before going in. Otherwise, you just won't get it. It won't make sense to you. And Darren Aronofsky is like, they're adults. I don't need to babysit
them.
They can figure
stupid.
It out for themselves.
Give us more credit than that, Jen.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of intrigued now that you describe it. If they would have presented it in that way to begin with.
I just think it's so weird. The whole thing is so bizarre. They're calling it the most divisive movie of the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I pronounce that divisive.
Maybe that's right.
So I don't know. Well, this
the
conversation
word itself
is a bit
is divisive.
Potato. All right.
Potato, tomato. All right.
Bye.
What? Hey.
Oh, Steve,
what's coming up on
here.
TCL?
It's Dude Week, Day 2. Oh. Matt Minster, the hunk from Bath Crashers on DIY, is coming. And I've been told he's going to start a fire in studio.
Wow. Nice. Channel
Maybe.
5, 3 o'clock.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
Wax on, right hand. Wax off, left hand.
Entertainment.
Set the oh, everybody celebrate.
Lying in my bed going, what if, well, what if I just don't care? We all got the same heart, beep, 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 and I'ma take you there.
Woo! Hi. Hello. Welcome back, and thank you. Thanks so much for listening to My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment with Donna and Marley, Donna Valentine, Marley McMillan. It is time for you, our My Talk listeners, to confess Today we want to know, when have you eaten something sketchy but just didn't care? Maybe it fell on the floor. Maybe it was an expiration date. 651-641-1071.
I have a bit of a confession.
The confessional is open.
Can you keep a secret?
I've been a bad girl.
It's Confessions with Donna and Marley.
These are my confessions.
On My Talk 107.1.
When have you eaten something sketchy? Give us a call. 651-641-1071.
When haven't I?
I know. Everything I eat is sketchy, I think. Even something sketchy in the way of you don't know what it's made of. Like, ooh, you know, a sketchy thing I used to love to eat? Those pies that come in those wax papers that you buy at the gas station.
Or like in a vending machine, yes. Like an apple or cherry pie. Gross. Oh,
I used to go to my dad's work when I was a kid, and that's always what I got to eat when I went there. I just eat one of those pies right out of the vending machine.
That's okay, though. So it's not good. Like eating.
Oh, you know what I did eat once?
It's kind of sketchy, though, isn't it?
It's sketchy. You want to hear real sketchy?
Yes.
I went to a townie bar once down in... I don't know, Lake Pepin or something like that. And my friend Nancy and I are at this bar and she's like, I dare you to eat one of those eggs that are behind the bar. What do you call those? Pickled eggs?
Oh, yeah. It was in a jar?
Yes.
Oh.
And they also had like pickled, and it's an old bar. You know, it smells musty in
there.
And she's like, I dare you to eat one of those. And I was like, what am I going to get for it? I think I got like a free vodka Diet Coke out of it.
Oh, really? Like the bar gave you a deal on it?
No, my friend. We made a bet.
She bought
She's
you
like,
one.
Come on,
okay.
You go ahead. And so I took a bite out of it and no, it was not good.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, maybe these are things that people dare you to eat too. What's the, sketchiest thing you've had to eat or eaten?
Gross.
Or you dropped it on the floor or it's past its expiration date.
I always wonder about the people who eat off those girls. You know, like they have sushi, like a girl will be laying on a table at like a party. And they put like paper over her and then they put sushi all over her body.
Have you seen that in real life?
I haven't, but I know they exist.
Oh.
It's like a gimmicky thing.
Yeah, I've only seen it on Sex and the City when Samantha did that to surprise Smith.
Oh, I also saw it on one of the Real Housewives.
Oh.
Where I think Vicky was yelling at the girl. She's like, have a little more respect for yourself.
Yeah, it's like if that's decently close to her hands, I'm not eating it.
Hands.
Mar,
that's the least of your worries.
No, Donna, the hands are the dirty. Our hands are so dirty. Where you're thinking the crotch? Go straight to the crotch, obviously.
Guilty. Sorry, I'm just not taking a piece of like
But I'm
California
just saying.
Roll
I feel like
off
the,
her.
I feel like the dirtiest places are probably actually our hands.
But they, I'm sure they make her clean up and.
They make her lay down and just sterilize her.
Oh, God.
Just spray her down.
Anyway.
Okay, we've got calls on the line. Again, we're doing confessions. The sketchiest thing you've eaten. Hey, David, what have you eaten?
I do this kind of, not, my wife gets mad at me when I do this. So I'll make like 4 boxes of mac and cheese at once.
Mm-hmm.
And then set it by my computer programmer. And I'll save it on my desk for like a week. And go back, heat it up, the next day, eat it some more, and then keep doing that for about like a week. Don't put it in the fridge, just kind of leave it on the desk.
You know what? That's probably like not even a problem with mac and cheese because, you know,
it's like cheese curds. They never go bad.
Yeah. So she's surprised I'm still alive.
That is awesome.
Because it's not really cheese. I wouldn't worry about it.
I was going to say, that just becomes plastic. It's like fast food sometimes.
Oh my God. That is classic.
That is sketchy, David.
Thanks, David.
Hey, Hannah. What sketchy thing have you eaten?
Well, this one has to do with a tuna sandwich, which some might say is a sketchy thing to begin with. But so I was running into my aunt's house, and I had spent I spent time making my nice tuna melt, and I'm running, and all of a sudden I hear a slap onto the pavement and the road, and it was my tuna sandwich. And I was so hungry. I picked it up, you know, I just blew it off a little bit, and then I ate it.
That's not bad.
Did the tuna sandwich... come open?
It was flat right there.
Okay.
I was actually going to call and confess this anyway, even, which is so funny, ironically, that you guys said, what's the sketchiest thing you've eaten? Has something fallen on the floor? I was like, oh my gosh, it's fate.
It's like you're in the Twilight Zone and we're just talking to you.
Right?
Through your radio.
Hey, the road was freshly paved, so.
Oh.
I mean, it was barely driven on, all right?
I love it. Thanks, Hannah. That's a good one. Tuna, that's
a
rough
lady.
One.
You Thanks,
too.
Hannah. You too. 5 second rule.
I dropped something I feel like I was just with you and I dropped something right on the dirty floor and I was like, I'm not giving it up.
What was it? Licorice?
I don't remember. No, it was something more like
substantial,
damp.
Possibly sticky.
Something more damp. I was like, I don't care. I'm so hungry. I told you about my friend Amy. Shit, she's not listening. She was on a run. On a trail.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like raining. And she
this
saw a Snickers
classic.
Bar on the
yes.
She saw like a, I guess it was a wrapped, beat up Snickers bar, like a mini one.
Yes. Maybe like from Halloween or something.
And she saw it, made note of it. And then the next day, she was like, oh my God, I'm so hungry. As she's running, run, she pulls over. And by pull over, I mean she stopped running. Picked it up and just woofed it down.
I love that. That is so awesome. So awesome.
That's so classic.
So last week when I went to Fashionopolis, a fun, fancy event.
Yes, over at Aria.
I have to say, though, I mean, it's so fun to go there and it feels up
and, you know.
Yeah it definitely feels
out.
Like something different. Yeah. And I went with a gal pal of mine, which, again, really fun thing to do with a girlfriend or something. But on my way over there, I had gotten a chicken burrito for lunch. I was going to say, like, this is obviously how I do Fashionopolis. But so I'd accidentally left that chicken burrito in my car all day. I'd been kind of running errands or something. I go home. I have to shower really quick and change. I go to pick up my friend. Oh, shoot. The chicken burrito is still in my car. Like, whole car smells like chicken burrito, too. And this was like a curry situation, too.
It was like it had like saucy stuff on it.
It was like saucy and spicy. So I pick my friend up. I go, yeah, I don't know. Sorry if my car smells like chicken burrito. I've had a chicken burrito in here all day. And she goes, oh, yeah, sick. I mean, just throw it out when we get there. I go, no.
You're like, I'm not throwing it out.
No, I'm eating that for lunch tomorrow. She goes, are you kidding me? That's been in your car all day. And I'm like, yeah. Sorry, some of us got to eat.
Did you eat it?
Hell yeah.
And did you get sick or anything?
No. I ate it for lunch the next day.
That's probably what keeps you healthy. It's like eating bad things to build up a resistance.
I've had people say that as well.
Yeah, I bet
people
that
have eaten sketchier things than I do.
Again, we're in confessions. We do this every Tuesday. Today, we're asking, when have you eaten something sketchy? Like maybe something that was expired.
Yes.
Past its due date. You were telling us that your brother drank milk that expired a month before.
This actually occurred to me because my brother, I think this past weekend or a day ago or so, said... I chugged that whole milk down. I go, Spencer, that expired on August 29th or something like that. And this was a day ago. So it's 2 weeks old, almost 3 weeks old.
Ew.
But he said he was really thirsty.
That's so gross.
And he didn't get
sick. He's also, you were like, how long is deli turkey good for?
Yes.
And I was like, I don't know, maybe 5 days.
We called him on the air about that. And he goes, oh, 3-4 weeks.
No, you can't do that. Oh, my God. But again, he didn't get sick. So that's a good thing. We do have an email here from Kate. She says, I got a new juicer and my brother bet me $10 to eat a juiced piece of pizza mixed with beer. She says it tasted like barf juice.
Oh, you know who's eating a lot of sketchy stuff? People who've had their jaws wired shut.
Oh, yeah.
Because
you have to eat like a hamburger.
Yeah. Like
they're
like, sir, do you want Thanksgiving? Throw the whole Thanksgiving dinner in a blender.
Oh, that's what babies eat all the time.
I know. I think if you're going to do that, maybe you could do it, but you just have to blend the things individually.
Yeah, you don't want to be like, here's some turkey and some gravy and some mashed potatoes and beets.
Might as well just put the pumpkin pie in there, too.
Oh, my God, so gross.
Okay.
All right, Julie's on the line.
Hey, Julie, what sketchy thing have you eaten?
Well, I don't know if it's super sketch. I wouldn't do it in the U.S., but when we were in Mexico, we ate churros off the back of some dude's pickup.
Some people say that that's the best food in Mexico.
is the tiny little
street vendor stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Things in another country. You don't know where it's coming from. Hey, Mary Sue, what sketchy thing have you eaten?
Well, back in my late 20s, I backpacked for a few months around Europe, and food was very expensive. So I just would buy bricks of cheese and a loaf of bread and butter and just keep it in my backpack. And whenever I was hungry, I would bring it out. And it was, I would have the same brick of cheese for maybe a week, never refrigerated.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I think that's okay because cheese, like, really never kind of goes bad in the refrigerator anyways.
It's like butter.
Unless it gets them, you know, starts growing stuff on the outside, I guess. But
yeah, it gets, like, mold sometimes. Yeah.
All right. We'll let Marjorie have the last word. Hey, Marjorie, what's the sketchiest thing you've eaten?
So it's not what I've eaten. This past weekend, we went camping, and I had the worst headache ever. And so it was in the middle of the night, and it was super dark, and I was scrambling around the camper trying to find a cup that had water in it.
Mm.
And my 4-year-old son is a fisher person.
An angler.
He fishes a lot. And I thought, I grabbed the ibuprofen and the water, and I took a drink and swallowed it down. I'm like, that does not taste right. Well, then in the morning, I looked in the cup, and it looked like dirt and scum in the bottom of the cup.
Oh, no.
He had his worms in there.
Oh,
it was so bright. When I think about it, it just makes me want to vomit.
Well, we have a winner.
Yeah.
Thanks, Marjorie.
Oh, it's good you didn't see that.
I've done one of those before with somebody's like spit cup.
Yeah.
Like that was left in my car. And I picked it up thinking it was my, because I always have a cup of water in my car. That is something you'll never get over.
That, yeah. Accidental drinking of something that isn't what you think.
Oh, so gross.
Yeah. I'm sure people have done that with pee. Just saying.
In the old Mountain Dew bottle in the car.
Yeah.
Well, I heard from a friend of a friend of my cousin. Shut up.
A friend is asking. Oh, yeah. A friend's also asking about when you're at a party, you wake up the next morning, think you're drinking a glass of water. It's vodka.
Oh, yes. That's the worst, too.
A friend told me.
Yes,
again.
A friend of a friend's of my cousins. Okay. Thank you, everybody, for the calls. If you ever have a suggestion for confessions that we do every Tuesday at 11:30, you can always email the show by going to mytalk1071.com. Click on the Donna and Marley show page. When we come back, we've got a few of our favorite things. And then our Facebook question of the day, which is your favorite and least favorite veggies, because we have a list and we'll run down and see how you compare. All coming up next on My Talk. Welcome back. Hey, thanks for listening to the Donna and Marley Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment.
These are a few of our favorite things.
Woo! All right, this is an unlikely pairing. Keith Morrison and Tamara, what's her face?
Tamara Judge.
Yes, from Real Housewives of Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Watch What Happens Live together. I like when they do that. They take two people from two different worlds.
Yeah, it's fun.
Keith Morrison is the guy from the Dateline investigate. That guy.
Okay.
Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
All Too Well.
Don't you?
But did she? Anyway, so they were on with Andy, and yeah. I learned something about Keith Morrison I never knew.
Okay.
So here's Andy asking him about it.
Wait. Is this about a certain actor?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are Matthew Perry's stepdad, which a lot of people don't realize.
Uh-huh. What?
Yes. Yeah. I have some Matthew Perry questions for you.
Okay.
You became his stepdad in 1981. Did you think he would be as famous as he is today?
No, actually, I did think you'd be famous.
You did?
Probably not as an actor.
Did you ever go on the set of Friends during production?
Yes, and yeah, a
lot. Did you appear on Friends? No.
No.
Did you meet all the Friends during that time?
Met them all, yeah.
You met them all. What's the best holiday or birthday gift Matthew's ever given you?
He gave me... He gave me a car. He gave me...
You a car?
What?
Yeah. Wow, what kind?
It was a 911.
Nice!
And I still drive it around.
That's awesome!
Who knew? So they were married, so he's been married to Suzanne Perry since 1981.
Long time.
Yeah, so a long time. So Matthew Perry, yeah, it's not like a recent thing that he would have become his stepson.
Right, so long enough where he's probably, I don't know, a teenager, a 13, 12-year-old, something
well,
like that.
Actually, Matthew Perry was born in 1969.
Okay, so he's
48. Right now. Oh, no.
What?
We found ourselves in a place where we have to do math.
All right, wait.
He would have been about 20. Right? No, 10. He would have been about 12.
Well, if he's 69, 79, 80, 81, he was 12.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith Morrison. And Okay, so I just thought that was a little fun piece of information. One of my favorite things today.
I did not know that.
Okay, so the other favorite thing is, okay, Tamara and Vicky on Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah.
Not getting along right now.
Okay.
In fact, the latest episode, these two are still going at it with the old story. Like, you said this about my husband. You said Eddie was gay. Well, you said that I was a liar. You faked cancer. I mean, it was just that whole thing, you know, that not Vicky didn't, but her ex-boyfriend
yes.
did.
Yes.
So I like the answer that Tamara gives to Andy for this question.
Are you and Heather in touch?
Frighteningly, no.
No. Are you and Heather in touch?
Yes, we are.
Oh, you're back in touch?
Yeah, yeah.
She unfollowed all of you on social media.
She did. I think it was really hard for her, like, leaving the show and seeing everything that was going on. You know, she's a very sensitive girl. And
she's back.
She's lovely.
Tamara, we're getting a lot of tweets saying that your haircut looks like Vicky's. Was that intended?
Oh.
Wow.
I don't think anybody's been asking for the Vicky.
I just thought that was really a quick response.
I don't think anyone's asking for the Vicky.
Move along, Vicky. That could be the new Bye Felicia.
Yeah.
Move along, Vicky.
Move along, Vicky.
Oh, wow. I want to see her new haircut. I haven't seen it, but I'm sorry, but Tamara really did need a haircut.
Before or now?
Well,
it looks good now.
I haven't seen it cut it because this
Let me check it out. You know, I'm going straight to the source.
The show has already, you know, filmed. So,
mm-hmm.
All right. Tamara Judge,
Watch What Happens Live.
It's funny because I was just thinking last night, I'm like, she needs to cut her hair.
It's shoulder length.
Okay, that's where it needs to be.
It's nothing particularly special, I would just say. I would just say it's kind of a...
she just cleans it up.
Bob.
Okay, she cleans it up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite things.
Very nice, actually. Okay, one of my favorite things, Donna, is I came across this Harry Potter home collection. And it's actually pretty cute. So this is from...
stuff that looks like Harry Potter stuff?
It is. It's like real Harry Potter stuff. Like... You can have a Ravenclaw blanket. You have Hogwarts is kind of engraved into the lampshade. Like, this would be so fun for a kid's bedroom.
Stuff.
And it's actually good looking. So they have this stuff at PB Teen, which is Pottery Barn Teen. So it's a Pottery Barn line.
Yeah.
And it's actually, yeah, I think it's legitimately really cute.
I agree with you. It's adorable.
Mm-hmm. And they've got stuff that's kind of more feminine, more masculine, whatever, you know, if you have a boy or a girl or whatever they're more into. But it's really cool. It's very whimsical.
I would even say that some of it is very adult, like the Hedwig lamp.
Really
Hedwig
cute.
Lamp. Really cute.
Sure.
Really like gold
kind of
the Hedwig lamp is very cool. Yeah, and Hedwig is Harry Potter's owl, so the lamp is the owl, is the body of the lamp.
Yeah, I like
and
it.
And then it has the shade on top.
Very nice.
It's very well done. So we'll link this at our website at mytalk1071.com if you're redecorating or for yourself or kids' bedroom or something like that. It's actually pretty cool.
Okay, well, our Facebook question for today, we only have a little bit of time, but there was a survey that came out asking, do you hate the same vegetables as everyone else? And it looks like some of the ones that are on here, these are all my favorite vegetables except for a couple of them. Beets, 41% of people hate them.
Wow.
Brussels sprouts, 31% of people hate them. That's my favorite.
Brussels sprouts are really having a moment right now.
Oh my God. Always love them.
As much as a vegetable can have a moment.
Celery, 27% of people hate celery. I do as well.
All right. On our Facebook page, we have people that say, well, most people are just saying, I love veggies.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Everyone's saying their favorites.
Oh, good.
We got Laura to say both. She said favorite corn, least favorite Brussels sprouts.
Oh, God. Bring back the Brussels sprout. Colleen and Bradley coming in next.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
I've made a huge mistake.
Entertainment.